She looks like a lady.
What do you think Jenna looks like?
She sounds cute.
She acts like a man.
What? You can't handle that?
Jenna on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
In just under 15 minutes, you'll get a chance to play 6 seconds from the beach.
Nice.
And win yourself a nice little trip to Cancun and stay at the beautiful Hyatt Zilara.
Dude.
Adults only, by the way.
Uh-huh. You can go topless.
Why are you so obsessed with that?
Because Alex boobs.
I almost brought my passport to work today just in case I got an itch. And I looked at the forecast.
It's an expensive itch.
I know.
You always have an itch.
You have the most expensive itches ever.
Do you plan on retiring? You can't afford to retire.
No, I'm going
to
work forever. I'm going to be the Walmart greeter.
Because you have nothing saved,
no,
I bet.
Not a dime.
Blow it all on trips to Mexico.
You know what it is.
Not a dime.
Big Al Mac's retirement plan is... Dr. Girlfriend! Stay at home daddy.
I mean, I like have panic attacks thinking, I don't have enough. I don't have enough to retire. I mean, like,
me
not
too.
Enough possessions, oh. like, to retire.
Oh, I have
one
panic
day. Not that I'm planning on retiring tomorrow, but it's just...
I have a panic attack if I haven't spent enough money that particular day.
Oh, like, you're damn. Yeah. I don't know how you do it. I truly don't.
I need to spend some more money today.
I just had this moment of true concern for myself that between the four of us now, like, I think I, money-wise, am more like Al than I am like Kelly and JC.
You're more of a spender?
I don't have any bars or homes. I mean, I'm not like a slumlord. I don't have all that stuff going on.
I mean, his money is tied up in, I guess you'd call them investments.
Investments. I'm not very liquid today.
Yeah, how liquid are you at all?
I'm not very liquid. I'm more of a solid.
I
don't know. I have a financial guy that I meet with like once a year, and he just assesses where I'm at, and I'm just like, I leave there going, oh, Lord. I'm not going to make it.
But he probably tells you, you're doing great.
It's like, you're doing fine for considering what everybody else is doing. I said, I don't care what everybody else is doing. I care about me.
I think you're going to be okay.
My family tends to live pretty long, too. So, I mean, like, grandmothers. I had an uncle that lived. He was 48 days away from being 100.
Dang.
And his sister lived till she was like 90-something, you know, in the 90s. Both of my grandmothers did. And, you know, we live a long time. So... I can't afford to stop working. What are you talking about?
Well, then what will we do?
We're going to be right here. What are you talking about?
I mean, if we stopped working, what would we do?
Yeah.
I mean, sad?
Oh, I couldn't
What's
not
the point?
Work. I could
know.
Not work.
I'd probably sleep in
I'm
a
already
little
guilting
bit.
And McKelly into not leaving me. I'm the worst.
No.
Mother.
For college?
I'm horrible.
What do you say to her?
You're not going to leave me, are you?
Oh, my God.
And she'll say... She'll put her arm around me. It's so cute. She says, Mommy, I'm going to go to college, but I'm going to come home.
She's got it all figured out.
They say that now until you go to college.
You're all I have.
It's so much fun at college.
It's going to be like Grey Gardens. It's going to be like Grey Gardens at my house.
What's Grey Gardens? Is that what you call
it? Where the mother and daughter just live together and they both die.
It was an HBO movie, Drew Barrymore, yeah.
No dudes?
They had attachment issues.
I'm going to give McKelly an attachment.
I didn't know what you were talking about when you said Grey Garden.
Yeah,
all right, so, yeah.
I was like, that's back in style?
Speaking of that, I've got to call Pretty Kitty today.
Oh,
all right.
Oh my.
Oh, my goodness.
So the lead, I'm serious.
It's
I'm not
Friday.
Even
that, hey, that's good.
It's like, Friday.
She told me to call on the 25th, and I didn't. All right, so the lead singer of the 19th.
So it's more of a jungle than a garden.
She's like, Kelly, you got to stay on the regular with this.
Oh, my God.
Great jungle.
Hashtag.
All right. So the lead singer of the 1975, I just love the 1975. They sing that song Chocolate.
Uh-huh. Shout out.
I love it. Never gonna quit it, no, we're never gonna quit it, no. I love it. So they prank called Harry Styles on this BBC radio show, and they got Harry to agree to bail him out of debt.
I need like, I need like $5,000 and I'm in Chalk Farm and I'm having a bit of an emergency. I know it sounds ridiculous, I know it does, but it's actually quite a serious situation. I've got two guys in here in a phone box with me. One of them just keeps pointing at a photo of Mark Owen. It's really weird, I don't know what that means, and it's really threatening. So do you reckon you could get Niall to give me a ring and see if he can come down and sort me the cash?
Yeah, we're in Bristol.
Oh. I could try the wanted. Have you got any air numbers?
Hang on, let me go and I'll get my assistant to call you and she'll sort it out.
Okay, that's perfect. Thanks, mate. Just make it as quick as possible.
Alright, bye.
Wow.
What a great guy.
What a nice guy here,
Styles. Did you hear him slip in? Or if you have the number of the wanted, I could call them. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear that.
That was funny.
He threw it in there.
Harry, I love him.
A buddy of mine.
How great is he?
A buddy of mine told me that you need to have 10 people in your network that you can call and ask for $1,000 at any time. And they'll give it to you. No questions asked.
And you know that, but you'll pay them back, right?
Yeah, yeah. But
No questions asked.
Do you have 10 people in
you
your circle?
10?
In your circle. I don't know if he got this from a financial guy.
How old was he?
This is Kirk that told me.
Okay,
it's my best friend.
No, I'm saying, like, at what age? Because, I mean, at 25, no. I would not have had 10 friends that could do that.
But now you would.
I don't have that now.
Do you have
yeah, you do.
10
well,
people.
Think about it.
Can I
that,
count?
With no questions asked.
You can count us. I would.
Yeah, you
I would
count
give you $1,000 if you needed it.
So I got three in here.
Well, you assume not everybody answered as I did.
I would 100%.
Yeah, I know Jenna would.
And not expect. Thank you. And not expect.
But do you have 10?
Well, that's the thing is I learned a hard lesson.
Oh, yeah.
You never loan money you can't afford to give away.
Right.
Right.
Because I have. I
give a little bit away.
If everybody paid me back, I would have enough for my retirement. It just makes me sick.
Right.
When somebody borrows money from you, they come to you crying.
Mm-hmm.
You're my only hope.
Mm-hmm.
I pay you back, I promise, with interest. I don't even care about the interest. Just pay me back. And then when you like a year passes, hey, you can pay me back.
And then it's awkward because
you're the bad guy.
Yeah,
you're the bad guy.
But it's my money.
You know what I do, Kelly?
You become the enemy because you want your money back.
If it's say it's $100 or something, $100. I know.
Write
but
it
if
off.
It's $100, just give it to him. Just say, here, take it. That way, there's no stress, and they'll never ask you for money again.
That's true.
That's not really true.
I still have a guy.
Absolutely will.
Not true.
I still have a guy that I went, when I was in college, I was broke. I had $20.
Mm.
And that was it in my pocket. And in my bank account, maybe $80.
Mm.
And I saw a buddy from high school that I hadn't seen in like 2 years. It was like 2 years removed from high school. And he asked me for $20. And he used to be like on my football team. And he was like one of my close friends.
Boy.
So I was like, I don't know if Freddie will pay me back.
Yeah, whatever.
Freddie will pay me back, so I give him $20.
Never trust a man named Freddie.
He still ducks me. when I go home, he still ducks me
for
because of the $20.
Wait, I kind
of
want to. I think we should test this, like when we tested who was the best friend. You know, who would respond to us the quickest when we sent a text out.
Like who?
Like if I sent 10 texts, because you say no questions asked.
Right.
Yeah.
So if I sent a mass text or like 10. To my 10 people, I think would give me $1,000. I would just say, well, separate.
Yeah.
Like you do to girls, Al. Like you make it look separate.
Yeah, don't do that today. Mass text.
Right.
Okay, we'll try that.
No, but now, then I'm like, wait, I was just kidding. I don't need $1,000.
Yeah,
but
just
hey, dude.
Say,
hey, just say, hey, dude.
I was just testing our friendship.
Yeah, just say, hey, dude, need $1,000 like in an hour. Can I get it from you? Boom.
In an hour.
How about we just do one person we think would be definite and not one person in here?
Yeah, but I just know some of my friends I'm thinking of won't respond until like Monday.
They're still at the club.
I lost my phone, ran out of
place. Yeah.
Who is this?
I can't have my charger.
I thought it was you. I mean, I lost my charger.
Lost my contact list. Who is this?
Or what are you willing to do for it? I'm like, no.
James Franco wants his name stricken from Lindsay Lohan's list.
Wow.
Remember, she put him down as one of her conquests. He's like, I don't ever touch that. Well, we've got a new relationship list from Nick Cannon.
I can't believe he did that.
What?
Honey, he's trying to drum up publicity.
On Mariah's birthday, wasn't it?
I'm thinking there's something going on between these two.
On Mariah's birthday,
I think
Kelly.
She's finally disrespected him one time too many, and he's standing up for himself now. But anyway, he threw out a name that I don't think everybody knows about.
Name five.
Mariah Carey.
No, you got to take Mariah.
Nope, Christine, you didn't say
that. Okay, well, go ahead.
Mariah Carey, Christina Milian, Nicole Scherzinger.
Whoa.
Let me tell you people already know. Salida Ebanks. What's another one that's just easy that everybody already knows? Am I forgetting? Oh, Kim Kardashian. Bam, five.
What?
Wow.
I didn't know you got it with Kim.
Wow, who
well,
hit it first?
Well, doesn't mean
who didn't
getting
know, right?
it in. It means they might have just gone out.
Oh, no,
now, Salida Ebanks, wasn't she the model that he dumped right before he got with Mariah?
No, she dumped him? And she broke it off.
And
she
I know this show, means they call it the smash list, and that means you hooked up.
Yes.
So that's people he hooked up
of
with.
Of course.
Wow.
So you don't do that bit unless
Nicole
those are people
Scherzinger.
You.
Fighter on that list is Nicole. Well, Kim's fine.
Oh, Kim's pretty good, too.
That's a good list.
They're all
that's a great good. List, dude. That is, you got much love. Much love.
You probably, because Christina Milian's the one that
pooped in our bathroom.
Double deuces
quit
in there.
Doing that. You know what? Everybody has to do that every once in a while.
I didn't know. I was just trying
not
to
let her be known for that.
Well, I'm just saying that's why Al probably didn't want to put her at the top.
Though. Hot celebrities don't do that.
That is so mean that every time you mention her name, you bring that up.
We can't.
Well,
people poop.
Save that. Save that. Seriously.
I mean, come on.
Hey, she had that song
wrong.
She had that song Drop It Low at the time.
Stop it. That's not right.
That was perfect.
Did you guys just mic up the bathroom and have her sing her song in there?
No.
Drop it low.
Splash.
That is a good list, though, man.
Well done, Nick Cannon.
Way to go.
I don't know if Mariah's going
to
appreciate
it. Horrified she was that she had to do that.
Yeah.
And she just was like sweating. She's like, I can't help it. I can't. And then y'all just won't let it go.
And then she's like, could y'all bring me some spray?
What? In there?
It was his bathroom.
Why would
That's why
she
they keep
go
bringing
to
it up.
The big
she didn't
one.
Know.
No.
She didn't know.
Well, I don't care. I would have wandered the halls of a place to not go to the bathroom there.
She
who
walked out.
Think,
her hair was all messed
who would
up.
Who think that a bathroom has that rule? Except on a... On a
if it's a burger bag.
That should be a self-imposed rule.
I know.
Yeah, because if you go to somebody's house and you say, hey, I need to use the bathroom. If it's like the bathroom like right there...
Sometimes you just
like,
can't help it.
Dude, I need the
all right.
other
Well, you
got to
tell
them. Let's move
off in this bed. They're like, hey, man, I'm
going to
do this.
Even Al respects himself enough to not go in his own apartment. He goes to the apartment lobby.
Dude, I go down by the workout room.
It's the closest you get to the treadmill.
And so I'm on the treadmill, and I had just gone, and this girl goes, did you just go in the bathroom? I'm like,
nah.
No, girl.
Someone just came in.
That was the guy before me. I've been running on the treadmill for an hour. How could that happen?
All right, that's enough of that visual. Okay, right. James Vanderbeek, Dawson from Dawson's
yes.
Creek. He had a really yes. interesting story about meeting NSYNC way back in 1998.
They were such cool kids, and I immediately liked them. And then I remember that night, we were all going to some club, and they were all too young. And so I went in and then somehow passed my ID back so that Justin could get in with my ID.
Did Justin use it and get
Justin
in?
Justin used it to get in and then tried to pass it out so Lance could get in. And
the bouncer was not a Dawson's Creek fan.
By the third time they saw a James Van Der Beek ID, they were like, I don't think so, James.
Cute.
I need verification from Justin.
I can see the resemblance somewhat.
I can see that happen.
Yeah, a little bit.
And Selena Gomez, she gave a speech to a bunch of kids at an event called We Day, and she opened up about the pressures in her life.
I lost sight of who I was. I listened to opinions of people, and I tried to change who I am because I thought that others would accept me for it. And I realized I don't know how to be anything but myself.
Oh. She was very emotional about that.
And those kids in the background wouldn't stop screaming, though.
You're so excited.
Yeah.
Selena!
Trying to bear her all there, and
yeah.
they're screaming.
Yeah, that's why she's crying. Shut up and listen to me.
Where's Justin?
We still have so much more Hizzle coming up. Are Mumford & Sons broken up for good?
What?
Did one of the band members slip? This terrible news. Miley Cyrus ruined a terminally ill girl's Make-A-Wish.
Well,
and contestants vie for Prince Harry's love. Could it be the real Royal Bachelor? All that and more coming up next when we finish the Hizzle.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show has your dream vacation, and it's just seconds away. Listen every morning at 7:20 Central for your chance to play 6 Seconds from the Beach. That means we'll give you clues about a famous person, plus an audio clue featuring their voice. And you'll have 6 seconds to get it right and score the trip. Where to, you may be thinking. We'll send you on a 4-day, 3-night trip to the Hyatt Zilara in Cancun. And get this, it's an adults-only resort. That's right, no kids. How interested are you now? Trip a day thanks to the Hyatt Zilara Cancun and Southwest Airlines. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.